good people can make unethical decisions that really go against their own set of values and actually not be aware that they're doing so.
How does this happen?
Part of the reason is because we hold ethical illusions about ourselves driven by several factors. So I predict, and I think you and I and most of the audience would say, oh, gosh, I never would have done those things associated with the financial crisis or associated with Enron. So we predict that we would behave quite ethically and quite in line with our own values. Yet at the time of the decision, there's many forces that overcome us, that cause us to respond to the situation and not even realizing that we're behaving unethically. So it's argued that, for example, we fall prey to what are known as visceral forces. So hunger, sleep, and I would argue in an ethical dilemma, fear becomes an important force, right? Fear of losing my job, fear of I'm not getting the sale, fear of displeasing someone in my organization. These visceral forces are argued to be kind of so overwhelming that we respond purely to mitigate that fear, not even realizing that in doing so, we are behaving in a way that is not in line, not accordant with our values.
Dr. Tinbrenzola is co-author of a book called Blind Spots, Why We Fail to Do What is Right and What to Do About It.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand how it is that the workplace is encouraging ethical fading. So what do you call a decision? Do you call it cooking the books, or do you call it creative accounting or earnings management? Do you call it an ethical decision, or do you call it a management decision? Do you call it firing, or do you call it right-sizing? So I think one of the first steps organizations need to make is to understand how it is that they are fading the ethics from the decision. How are you labeling people, the responsibilities? Are you dispersing ethicality so among so many people that nobody really sees it as their responsibility? It's the other guy, it's the guy down the road, it's the guy up above.
And she says traditional ethics training probably would not have avoided the financial crisis.
No, I actually think that we've had a lot of efforts devoted to ethics training, very good intentions, codes of conduct, regulation. But what I think these interventions have ignored, and I think we'll, as long as we continue to ignore this, they'll continue to fail, is they ignore the psychological tendencies of individuals who are faced with ethical dilemmas. And if we don't really take into account the way that people actually behave when faced with an ethical dilemma, the biases that come into play, the faulty perceptions that we have of ourselves and our actions, that all the ethics training in the world isn't going to address, in some sense, these psychological tendencies or these psychological processes.
Well, I'm going to go back to basics here just a second. Why can't we depend on what we learned in Sunday school or the synagogue or the mosque? You know what where I'm coming from. Why doesn't this work anymore?
Oh, I absolutely think it does work. I think we have to have values, right? I think if we don't have values, we have nothing to aspire to. We have nothing to measure ourselves against. But I think we need those, but we need to couple that with the psychology of how it is that individuals actually respond in situations that are value charged that we may actually not even realizing, may not actually realize have value implications because the ethics or the values have been faded from that decision. So until we kind of truly look in to our own behavior, our actual behavior, through very clear-colored glasses, not those rose-colored glasses, we aren't going to see that we, in fact, aren't the people, potentially, that we'd like to be. And if we don't see that, there's no reason for this ethics training or these codes of conduct or compliance regulation to have any impact, because you know what? That's not for me. That's for the other people that deviate.
Dr. Ann Tinbrenzola speaks tonight at the Science Museum of Virginia as part of a series sponsored by the museum and Bon Secours. It's free and open to the public, but reservations are requested by calling 864-1400. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.